It's your show. You can take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. And it's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on our site, we give them away. So do enjoy those on us. That again, freetalklive.com. Starting things out here tonight, we'll talk about Ron Paul. It's been a little while since we've done a Ron Paul-related story. There hasn't been, I guess, hasn't really been too much going on. Summertime's kind of slowed down a little bit. I guess they've got a debate coming up towards the end of this month, as I understand it.
I believe
that's correct.
Case.
Is that the Iowa caucus debate or something like that?
Now, I thought they had the Iowa debate. I'm going to go,
show
go
us what I know.
Do a little looking on this. I haven't seen anything on it on the Ron Paul. I get all their little emails and then on a couple of message boards, and they haven't mentioned the debate coming up, but that doesn't mean there isn't one.
Well, at this point, Reason Magazine has taken a look at the Ron Paul campaign, or the Ron Paul phenomenon, which it may be more apt to call it that, in that he's really, and it's not even him, he hasn't done anything. It's just been this sort of tremendous internet-based response that has just sprung up. It's a totally decentralized campaign. Looking at the Ron Paul movement from a libertarian perspective, from a decentralized perspective, really shows how effective decentralization is.
Sure, you have to have a lot of people on your side, for decentralization to work. In this case, a lot of people want liberty. A lot of people like the anti-war message that he has going. So
sure,
it resonates with people. Now, for a 71-year-old guy, he's humping. I mean, he's out there. He's getting some work done.
Oh, yeah. I think I saw some about him being in California, first interview at 6 a.m., last one at 11 p.m.
So to say that he's not working, that's not really fair. He's doing as much as all the other candidates. It's just all the other candidates don't have the kind of groundswell of support that Ron Paul has.
Exactly.
As evidenced by the amount of money he has in the bank. I mean, he's the number three guy in on the Republican
side. Is he number three now? I didn't realize that.
Yes. Wow, that's fantastic. It's Giuliani.
Romney,
and then Paul.
Excellent.
And he's just behind Romney. Just
really?
Yeah, he's Romney. I think had. Oh gosh. Now we're coming.
This is in a quarter. We're not talking total fundraising. We're talking in a quarter.
I saw these numbers.
Okay.
And I can't tell you. I don't have them sitting in front of me, but I can tell you that Giuliani had like 20 million or something like that, some high number. And then it was Romney at 3.1, and then Paul at 2.3 or 2.6 or something like that.
Jesse Walker reporting at Reason.com. Among other firsts in his campaign, Ron Paul's probably the only presidential contender to be compared to a Samuel L. Jackson movie. The Texas congressman, a dark horse candidate for the Republican nomination, was being lightly grilled by Kevin Pereira, a host on the video game-oriented cable channel G4. Did you see that G4 interview, Mark?
No.
It's pretty good. It was good because they approached him on some issues that he doesn't typically get asked about, sort of how the Google interview went. They covered a bunch. Did you see the Google one?
I decided not. I'm not watching interviews anymore on him, just
really?
Because I believe everything he says, pretty much.
That's not the reason you watch the interviews, Mark. The reason you watch the interviews is to see how he handles the questions, how
he's done so good previously that I just haven't felt motivated to watch the interviews. He's doing so well.
I'm
not watching the interviews.
You really should see the Google one because there's a huge audience there, and it's the Google crowd. They were all in. He went and toured the Google campus, which is apparently this just amazing place with all kinds of neat things going on. But they really asked some very intelligent questions. You could tell the interviewer, he got it. And he was asking questions based on the mindset of somebody who was just getting it, right? He sort of, you could tell he was a really sharp guy. I mean, he works for Google, right? He's got to be pretty bright.
Yeah, man. They can pick anybody they want.
Right.
They could have somebody as smart as Toby.
And so you could really tell that this guy was sort of catching on, but he still had some concerns. And Ron Paul just batted him pretty much all out of the park.
Nice.
He kind of faltered a little bit on the immigration issue, but then he ended up kind of picking up the ball and actually sort of swinging it towards a more pro-immigration view towards the end of his answer on that one. So
yeah, it seems like he's kind of like, we'll get our border in order, and then we'll start letting, we'll get our immigration policy in order after that.
It sounds like he's walking a tightrope, a mental tightrope.
He needs
on
to.
That one.
Now, I have those numbers on the fundraising.
Okay, yeah.
It says, the bottom line is always the most important in any fundraising effort. Receipts, expenses, plus cash on hand, minus debt. Here are the net campaign assets as of July 1st. So these are assets, campaign assets. What they have in the bank. Giuliani has 18.3 mil and 15.2 for primary. I don't know what that means. I would assume that another $3 million he can't use for the primary?
Whatever.
Whatever. Romney has 3.2, and Paul has 2.4 mil.
Romney's been buying a whole bunch of radio ads. I know that much.
McCain, 1.5.
Sweet.
McCain's in the crapper. He's gone. Tancredo.
Yeah, plus he's got everybody quitting on him, too.
Tancredo,
right?
Brownback, Huckabee, Thompson, Gilmore's gone, and all those guys are less than a mil. So you can write them off. They're bottom tier guys. McCain, he's gone. So, you know, Paul's number three. He's top tier now.
That's awesome.
He's
news.
Come from dark horse to top tier. Now, he's not the front runner. Giuliani is, but I just cannot
see. A lot can happen in 6 months. I mean, as we've
absolutely.
Seen already.
Absolutely. Look at Clinton. I mean, he was way in the back, too, this time in the primary race. You know, Giuliani, I can't see Republicans getting behind this guy. He's not a terribly religious guy, so he doesn't have that going for him.
All he's got
he's
going for him is that he was the mayor of New York.
Yeah. Really? That's it?
He's gotten a hit on that recently, too, with the firefighters releasing
the
video.
Firefighters Union
they don't
said,
want him or anything like that.
Right, really?
So, and, you know, if anybody can say something about bad about the mayor and get away with it, it's the firefighters.
Sure. Yeah, I was looking at some other numbers that talked about military people donating to different campaigns, and Ron Paul outnumbered them by a long
yes.
shot with the military members.
That's correct.
In not only the Army, the Navy, the
Now, Marines. This is guys who are fighting the war.
Right. Right.
All you chicken hawks who are listening who think it's a great idea we're in Iraq, the military members are donating by a landslide to a guy who wants to get us out of this stupid war.
Yeah, they're ready to come home.
And it's not only the military members, it's also the veterans, the ones that are out of the military, who
yep.
can see it too. So it's not just we want to come home for us. This is the good of the country for everyone, not just the people who are there, but the people who fought there in the past and for everybody else. So, I mean,
we may just be seeing the very beginnings of a snowballing effect with the Ron Paul campaign. I mean, the more debates he's in, the more money he raises, the more attention the media is going to pay to him, and the more attention he gets, the more people are going to see him, the more money he's going to raise. So, I mean, I don't want to get everybody's hopes up, but this really could be something.
It looks good to me. I'm writing checks to his campaign for a reason. Obviously my checks aren't going to do it. I'm not a rich man by any stretch of the imagination, but
right.
I just believe in putting your money where your mouth is. You say you want liberty. You say you want America to be back on the right track. Get out your checkbook.
Yeah.
I mean, this is it. This is the chance for the true believers, the people that believe in liberty, they believe in small government. You've got your one shot. Ron Paul is the only guy we've managed to get elected so far to the Congress. He's the only libertarian who really has any kind of credentials. And look, he's 71. He's not coming around again.
Yeah, this
okay?
is it.
I mean, you know, give till it hurts. This is pulpit pounding time.
Well, one good thing that I've seen that's a little bit hopeful on this is I was looking at some of the numbers on how many people contributed to this 2.whatever million.
Oh, that'd be a huge number.
It's a huge number of people.
People are writing checks like $100
and
$50.
A lot of people giving small amounts, which means they're going to be able to come back around again.
And they're talking to their friends and family members.
And and it also means that it's not just a few people coughing up everything they're going to give for him all at once. It means here's some money. Now, when you come back around again, we're going to be able to give again. So this is looks like it can repeat
every time
itself
he goes
over
on,
and over again.
Every time he goes on a debate, and he performs well, which seems to be every time he goes on a debate, I'm excited. I write another check. So far we got debate check for me. Every time there's a debate, there's a check.
Right, and if we're lucky, old McCain will drop out before the next debate, and then he'll have a little bit more time to talk, because that other guy dropped off, Gilmore, whoever.
Gilmore's out of there.
And so that leaves you with 9, and presuming if Fred Thompson doesn't jump in, then, I mean, 9 candidates means he'll have just a little bit more time to talk in the debate. 8 means he'll have a little bit more than that, and so on and so forth. So, should be very interesting to continue to watch as it develops. Now, back to the snakes on a plane reference. He was asked by the host of the G4 television show, quote, "Young people online, they were really psyched about snakes on a plane, but that didn't translate into big ticket sales for Samuel Jackson," Peria said. "Are you worried that page views on a MySpace page might not translate to primary votes?" Well, the reference was to the internet sensation of 2006, an action movie whose cheesy title and premise had sparked a burst of online creativity. Mashups, mock trailers, parody films, blogger in-jokes. Hollywood interpreted this activity as buzz, and New Line Cinema inflated its hopes for the movie's box office take. And when the film did instead about as well as you'd expect from a picture called Snakes on a Plane, the keepers of the conventional wisdom declared that this was proof of the great gulf between what's popular on the internet and what sells in the material world. But as you might imagine, it's Reason Magazine, so they're going to explain why there's some significant differences between Snakes on a Plane and the Ron Paul campaign, and there's some interesting takes on here, plus an opportunity for me and you to make a truce, Mark.
Oh no.
That's coming up. It's
I hate truces
Live.
With you.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during the U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Ted Anderson for Midas, July 17, 2007, gold 663.80 ounce gold coins can be purchased for 685.24, 338.10 for half, 169.05 for quarter. That's 685.24, 338.10, and 169.05. 70% of China's 1 trillion reserves are in dollar, now purchasing 250,000 barrels of oil per day from Iran in euro. Japanese refiners buy 550,000 barrels, switching dollar to yen. Bad news for U.S. currency. China and Japan hold large positions in dollar. Trading equals permanent loss. Dollars fall into 65% of euro, erosion accelerates. Countries despise imperialistic policy of U.S., loss of confidence causing more selling. GAO is warning about the debt spiraling out of control. Why attack Iran? Jerome Corsi's Iran leads attack against the U.S. dollar document spells it out. Call 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being destroyed in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237 for Corsi's report today. That's 800-686-2237.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easy to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You bring up whatever you want. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you, 1-800-259-9231. Plus, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site for free. Live streams included, broadband version of the show, dial-up version as well, for free at freetalklive.com. Did you know that 9 out of 10 lawsuits in the world are filed right here in the United States? Any number of lawsuits, court orders, or greedy bureaucrats could leave you and your family penniless. At KeepYourAssets.net, they're experts in sheltering your wealth. You'll see that KeepYourAssets.net can help you be protected against those that wish to take your assets. That's KeepYourAssets.net. We're talking about Ron Paul, and when he was recently on the video game channel G4. They actually have a TV channel dedicated to video games.
Why is it called G4?
I don't know.
Okay. I don't watch
television. So anyway, he was on there, and the interviewer said, referenced the movie Snakes on a Plane, which was sort of this internet sensation, or at least it was perceived to be an internet sensation, and the internet buzz didn't translate into a big box office take for Snakes on a Plane. So he brought that up to Ron Paul as he was being interviewed and said, aren't you worried that views on a MySpace page might not translate into primary votes? So when the film did about as well as you expect from a picture called Snakes on a Plane, and we'll get to Ron's answer to that question in a moment, the keepers of the conventional wisdom declared this was the proof of the great gulf between what's popular on the internet and what sells in the material world. Now, Ron Paul is popular on the internet as well, with more YouTube subscribers than any other candidate, the fastest-growing political presence in MySpace, a constant perch atop the Technorati rankings, and a near-Olympian record at winning unscientific web polls. Like Snakes on a Plane, he's the subject of scads of homemade videos and passionate blog posts.
Mm-hmm.
When Pereira mentioned the movie, he was making a clear comparison. Yeah, your online fans are noisy, but will their enthusiasm actually translate into electoral success? It's an interesting analogy.
Yeah, it's an interesting question. At this point, when they do the polls, you know, they call around to get, talk to people, and they talk to likely Republican voters. Ron Paul gets 1 or 2%.
So, because the conventional wisdom about Snakes on a Plane is backwards, the reason the online anticipation for Snakes didn't translate into big ticket sales is because there actually wasn't much online anticipation for the movie. Yes, some of those parodyists were interested in seeing the finished film, whose notoriety has given it minor cult status, but the others couldn't care less about the studio's product. Their online activity was an end in itself, a great big belly laugh at the expense of goofy, high-concept movies. Their riffs and spoofs were far more entertaining than any actual feature about airborne reptiles was actually to be. Those fans weren't waiting for the show. They were the show. So he's saying that all the hubbub surrounding Snakes on a Plane was more about the hubbub than the movie itself.
Right.
More about the parodies, more about the things that the people were creating than about the actual final product. That's one difference between Snakes and Paul. The congressman's fans really do want him to do as well as possible in the polls, but victory isn't the only thing on their minds. For many of them, it isn't even the topmost thing on their minds. Like those Snakes on a Plane spoofs, the grassroots activity around Paul's campaign is interesting and valuable in itself. Here are three reasons why. It's transpartisan. Paul's fan base stretches all the way from Howard Phillips to Alexander Cockburn. His libertarian message has resonance, as you'd expect, among free marketeers dismayed by the GOP's love affair with federal spending. It's also attractive, as you'd expect, to lefties who'd like his opposition to the Iraq War and the post-9/11 incursions on our civil liberties. But the race has no shortage of anti-spending conservatives and anti-war liberals. Paul is especially appealing to people who don't fit the narrow stereotypes of blue and red, to decentralist Democrats, anti-imperialist Republicans, and a rainbow of independents. And there's no doubt about that. I mean, the liberty message really does cut across the entire political spectrum. And it really gets people excited from all over the place.
It also gets people excited who have never voted before, even, who just never even saw a point in the system. They didn't have a chance to get disheartened by voting for one of the two evils because they saw it for what it is and just decided not to vote in the first place.
I think that there are going to be people, absolutely, I think you're absolutely correct, that there are going to be people that have never voted before, that had even something against voting for Ron Paul.
I think you're right about that.
And I think those people need to go out and register Republican today.
Now, here's my truth.
As painful as it may be, I can tell you that it hurts me a little.
Yeah, I'm still not registered as a Republican.
You don't need to register as a
Republican. You can do it the same day, dude. It's no big deal.
That's good news.
Yes, but not everybody lives in New Hampshire and has that same advantage. I know in Florida you have to be registered a month out.
30 days out, yeah. Now, I'm going to pause the article for a moment here, Mark, and offer an olive branch of peace to you.
Okay.
I feel as though I've been vindicated. Reason Magazine using the term free marketeers in that paragraph. Did you notice that?
I did not.
I didn't slip that in there. That's actually in the story.
I didn't even notice it being said. I've heard it so often.
His libertarian message has resonance, as you'd expect, among free marketeers dismayed by blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
So I feel as though I've been vindicated that the term free marketeer, I think it was already out there before I started promoting it, but now here it is in a respected libertarian publication.
Well, you are credited as having coined the term on Wikipedia.
Yes, that's just Wikipedia. Anybody can write anything there. But What I wanted to do, because you love to call me an anarchist on the air, and I like to correct you on that, and I want to make sure, and because every time you do it from here out, if you continue to do it, if you refuse my olive branch, and I haven't made my proposal yet,
okay,
but every time you do it, I will correct you by saying that anarchists believe in no rule, while free marketeers believe in the rule of the marketplace, the voluntary, the natural voluntary order that the marketplace brings. I think there is a significant difference between the two terms, beyond all the pop culture misinterpretation of the word anarchist. Now then, you are a minarchist, technically, but you'd like to be called a libertarian. My olive branch is that if you agree to call me a free marketeer, I'll agree to call you a libertarian.
You know, I understand that you're rankled by being called an anarchist.
It's not accurate.
The problem I see with the term free marketeer is it's underuse. If I call myself a fleeblebosom.
Oh, don't be silly. It's right here in a mainstream magazine.
Well, Reason is an academic magazine read by maybe...
mainstream for libertarians.
Tens of thousands of people, tops, and maybe how many of them are going to read that particular article? I mean, obviously more have heard it now that we've read it. Millions have heard it now that we've read
and
it.
And more will hear it if you start using it too, Mark.
But my concern is that simply people don't know what the hell you're talking about when you say free marketeer. Like that's
fine. I don't care. I don't want them to have any preconceived notions about what I'm saying.
No, in the same sense though, they don't understand what you're saying if you call Ian an anarchist.
Oh no, they'll understand it as a bomb throwing maniac.
Exactly.
That's what people think of when they hear the word anarchist, and that's not. I'm not a bomb thrower. I'm nonviolent.
I'd like some people to call in with their thoughts on it. I really would.
Are you going to have to think this over?
I really am, because my concern
I think it would help you to be called
Joe Beercan out there. He doesn't have any idea what a free marketeer is.
That's fine. Most people don't know what libertarians really are.
If your caveat, free marketeer, once out of every three times with, I believe in the ruling force of the marketplace, you know, like, I'm a free marketeer, I believe in the ruling force of the marketplace. If you will say, whip that out every, you know,
I think
two
I don't
or three
like
times.
Ruling force, I think voluntary
fine.
Order. It's much nicer.
You come up with your short sentence for what a free marketeer is. You define it when you use it most of the time, some of the time.
All right, so do we have a temporary truce then?
I can live with that.
You will be a libertarian
I don't
as
really
long
give
as
a
I can be a free marketeer.
You call me a minarchist or a libertarian or any of those terms.
Words are important, Mark.
It doesn't matter to me.
Do we have a truce?
We have a truce.
Toby, you're a witness to this.
But 800-259. I'm letting you off on your end.
9231.
You don't have to call. You can call me whatever you feel like.
You're a libertarian. Mark. Congratulations.
Great.
More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Ian says so.
Welcome. I'm Dr. Bill Deagle of the Nutramedical Report here in Genesis 2 to 4 p.m. right after Alex Jones, Monday to Friday and Sunday 8 to 10. We want to introduce to you some of the most amazing wellness solutions with Nutridyne, N-U-T-R-I-D-I-N-E. Provides the most powerful organic iodine, Tesla-activated, and monatomic gold to regenerate your mind, body, and spirit. It supports mitochondrial energy, thyroid, stress, and stress hormones, as well as the hypothalamus and your clarity of being. We also want to introduce Living Streams Probiotic, the first second-generation probiotic on the Earth. It removes stealth pathogens or organisms that can cause disease, viruses, bacteria, parasites, Lyme, fungi, and candida throughout your body. Eliminate stealth pathogens and order at NutriMedical, that's NutriMedical.com. Call us to place an order by phone at 888-212-8871, that's 888-212-8871, and we are here for you Monday to Friday, 9 to 6 p.m. Mountain Time. Take care and get protected.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrate for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Hi, I'm Bobby Ligas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Years ago, a small hard drive meant a traffic-y physical commute. Today, it's the curse of telecommuting. But however you get to work, I'll pave the way with some timely maintenance tips when we come back.
I'm Bobby Ligas, and I've discovered a fountain of youth for cars. One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going, fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air in fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to BGFindTheShop.com.
BG. Whether you commute to work via old-fashioned blacktop or the Internet superhighway, automotive maintenance will give you more time for fun. Just remember, give me five. One, once a year, treat your vehicle to an annual inspection. Two, every 2 years, change brake fluid. Three, it's time for an oil service every 3,000 miles. Four, mark your calendar every 4 years for new radiator hoses. And five, rotate tires every 5,000 miles. Now, take five, away from your busy job to enjoy a cruise in your well-maintained vehicle. I'm Bobby Ligas. Ligas, you'll love us. Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at BGFindTheShop.com. That's BGFindTheShop.com.
News, politics, sports, cars, home improvement, health, and everything in between, we've got you covered. You're listening to the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. Bring up whatever you want, toll free, at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line for you, and it's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
You can join us online, freetalklive.com, the place to go. All the features on the site, we give them away, updates included. Get signed up, we'll clue you in. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, at updates.freetalklive.com. I sent out an update today, as a matter of fact, announcing that we are doing yet another auction. Did I send that update? I think I sent it. Yes, I did send it. Anyway, doing an auction for the fourth banner on our website. You can get it for an entire month. If you go to auction.freetalklive.com, bidding starts at, I think, 99 cents. So, great way to promote your product, service, or favorite charity, or whatever the heck you want to promote, your band, I don't know. Go to auction.freetalklive.com and place your bid. Talking about the Ron Paul campaign and the question of whether or not all of this internet popularity for Ron Paul is really going to translate into real-life poll results. So, Reason Magazine is sort of analyzing this. They point out that there are three reasons why the grassroots activity Paul's campaign around Paul's campaign is interesting and valuable in itself, beyond whether or not he even wins. First of all, it's transpartisan. It goes across political boundaries. People on all people from all political affiliations and even non-political people are getting excited about the Ron Paul campaign. Secondly, the internet makes it easier for such dispersed minorities to find each other, and the congressman's candidacy has given them a new reason to seek each other out. When Pittsburgh's Ron Paul backers gathered via their meetup site, which arranges get-togethers for users who share a common interest, the blogger Mike Tennant attended. I guess you're supposed to know who he is. He found at least one Democrat, at least one anarchist, several disillusioned Bush supporters, a member of the Libertarian Party, and a member of the right-wing Constitution Party, as well as a whole room full of folks disillusioned with the two-party duopoly, all at the meetup group in Pittsburgh. The one thing that unites us all is a desire to have a president who actually believes in liberty and has a record to match his rhetoric, which most of these candidates never do.
Right.
It's all a bunch of hot air.
People know that politicians lie. They get it. And in Ron Paul, they see a guy who's stuck to his principles time and time again.
Sure has. Paul's fans have been arguing forcefully for their candidate at both the conservative web hub Free Republic and its liberal counterpart Daily Kos, where to be sure they are met by angry opposition from more conventional Republicans and Democrats, meaning the ones that don't think too hard. It's idea-driven. This is the second reason, actually. Were you wondering about how Paul answered the question about snakes on a plane?
And again, just to recap the question for you, it was, young people online, they were really psyched about snakes on a plane, but that didn't translate into big ticket sales for Sam Jackson. Are you worried that page views on a MySpace page might not translate into primary votes? Paul said, I don't worry much about that at all. I worry about understanding the issues and presenting the case and seeing if I can get people to support these views, unquote. He's doing a better and better job of reorienting his answers to the message, to getting it back to the basic core message that he's trying to purvey, which sort of reminds me of Harry Brown. Harry Brown was very good at taking any question and sort of reworking it into his main campaign themes. Important to do that. It's important to not let them lose you in the interview or try to confuse you, that sort of thing. Some politicians are in this race, says Reason, because they really want to run the country. Some of them are in it because they want to be vice president or secretary of state or extract some other prize from the eventual nominee. Paul.
Yeah, but these prizes, what these really mean are, you know, it's money and trips and power from lobbyists and all these organizations. They just want the money and they want the trappings of power.
He wants to get votes, but of course, like Henry Clay, he'd rather be right than be president. And unlike Clay, he really is right most of the time. For Paul, it's a victory just to be on stage with Rudy Giuliani arguing for a non-interventionist foreign policy because it serves as a reminder that it's possible to be a fiscal conservative with bourgeois cultural instincts and yet oppose the occupation of Iraq and the effort to extend that war into Iran. That novelty, coupled with his fans' online activity, has earned Paul a rash of television interviews. In the last 2 months, he's appeared on This Week, The Daily Show, Tucker, Lou Dobbs Tonight, and The Colbert Report, among other venues, raising his profile far above other second-tier candidates. Each appearance is an opportunity not just to ask for votes, but to express his anti-statist ideas, spreading a message rarely heard in the context of a presidential campaign. Which, by the way, it seems to me that Ron Paul, just as an aside, it seems to me the existence of Ron Paul in this presidential contest is evidence on its own against this whole New World Order conspiracy.
Okay.
Right? Because all these New World Order types, these conspiracy theorists, they think that this world is being controlled by an evil cabal of dark-cloaked men who meet in secret rooms in the Bohemian Grove and sacrifice babies to Moloch. You know, the Illuminati and all that other crap. I mean, if there really was this group of powerful bankers that... there are certainly people in search of power in this world. No doubt about it. But if there really was this evil cabal, then why wouldn't they have... I mean, why wouldn't they have just headed Ron Paul off at the pass?
Well, I'm not sure that they believed that... That Ron Paul was going to make it around the pass, as it were.
There's a certain point at which you can see, whoa, this guy's getting to the baits. He's putting these ideas out there on national television. These are dangerous ideas to people in power. And so there's a real incentive. I'm telling you, Mark, I can put myself in the shoes of somebody who's evil and wants to take control of the world. I would shut him down at any cost.
Well, I've actually looked into a little conspiracy on this, and what they say is that it's part of the conspiracy. His poll numbers really should be up higher, but they're being put down by the conspiracy. The people who are in the conspiracy are in the poll numbers, and even if he did win the vote, it would never come out that way.
So that's so ludicrous.
That's what I've heard they're saying on that is.
Yeah, but the poll numbers can be easily explained. They only call registered Republicans who vote in a primary, which are the most hardcore of hardcore partisans. Also, they only call on landlines, so therefore it's only the old people that answer the calls. There's plenty of logical reasons to explain that. The illogic is simply that if indeed what these conspiracy theorists say is true, and that is that there's an evil cabal of people controlling the world by force, and they are very plotting, and they have the ability to take down the trade centers and all these other, you know, absurd claims, then why wouldn't they be able to bump off an old 71-year-old man?
Well,
and how hard is that?
I'm not sure that I'm completely off the side of the conspiracy theorists in this one. I kind of feel like if Ron Paul were to get really close to the Republican nod...
You think they'd bump him off?
I'm not saying they're going to bump him off.
Well, that's the only way to get rid of him.
It would be the way to get rid of him, but I think that
you want to get rid of him, so people can't
figure out some way to preempt his run for the presidency, some way or another.
But the problem is, the longer they wait, Mark, the more damage is done. You see, the ideas are spreading, and that's what's dangerous to them. It's not Ron Paul himself; it's the ideas that are dangerous. Like in V for Vendetta, it's the ideas that are the issue.
I understand that, but do the the cabal of evil Jewish bankers understand that it's ideas, or do they just care about the power?
If they are really as powerful as they're rumored
to be, or at least smart enough to get as powerful as they're
right,
rumored
you can't be stupid and get to be that powerful. So how they could just sit back and let all this happen just as evidence that it's not true. There is no conspiracy. Yes, there are people in positions of power that would like to marginalize Ron Paul. The people in charge of the national news networks who have ties to the Giuliani and they have ties to all these big power-mongering guys in Washington. There's no doubt that there are people that are turning the cranks on whatever mechanisms they can to keep him as far down in the polls and, you know, as far getting as little attention paid to him as possible. But, you know, that's just not going to cut it.
Oh, well, Ian, you're just being paid to say that.
These ideas are very powerful. And, you know, whether it's Ron Paul out there spreading them or Free Talk Live, more people are going to start talking about it. More people are going to discuss liberty as a result of this campaign, and that's going to lead more people down the road that we've all come down, and inevitably to their eventual demise, the power mongers. Anyway, let's continue here. So he's been on a whole bunch of television shows recently, which has raised his profile above other second-tier candidates, and each appearance is an opportunity to express his anti-statist ideas. The campaign also has taken on a life of its own. This is the third example.
Okay.
After Jesse Jackson's populist campaign did unexpectedly well in 1988, many of his supporters hoped the Rainbow Coalition would become an independent grassroots force. But Jackson was more interested in his own political career, and he opted to make it a smaller group that he could be in control of.
Yeah.
Similarly, Ross Perot resisted every effort to make the Reform Party something more than a vehicle for his presidential ambitions. When it slipped out of his control anyway, and in 2000 gave the world two competing presidential nominations, he stiffed both and endorsed George Bush instead. A different fate befell the left-wing Netroots that embraced Howard Dean in 2004 and Ned Lamont, among others, in 2006. We'll address them here in a moment. 800-259-9231. And then we'll look at the Paul campaign. We'll look at the movement of activists behind the campaign and why it is that they're different. And oh, are they different? More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes, but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Did you know that the water you drink every day can be even more beneficial to your health? I'm not talking so-called enriched water, but I'm talking about electrolyzed water. RPA Biotech is an amazing American company, provides unique technology to transform water. Electrolyzed Plus water will alkalinize your water more powerfully than any other single nutraceutical, because a body in an alkaline state can't grow pathogens, become allergic, or develop autoimmune disease or vascular degenerative illness. Electrolyzed water is non-toxic, non-corrosive, and environmentally safe for humans and animals. Alkaline water is available as a concentrate to be mixed with good, filtered, purified RO water, but not tap water, microstructured, alkaline, antioxidant water, water for consumption. Call for your Electrolyze Plus Alkalinizing Miracle Rejuvenating Water Concentrate or other remarkable RPA Biotech products like Ultimate Fuel Sport Performance Drink at 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871 or go to NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I with an I, medical.com.
Looking for a new cooling system? Enjoy comfort this summer season with the new Carrier or Kenmore system from a name you can trust. With unbeatable pricing, year-round maintenance and repair, plus our satisfaction guarantee, it's time you called Sears at 1-800-241-0746 for a free in-home consultation. Ask about our special financing terms. A new, more efficient system can keep your family comfortable year-round and may help you save money on high energy costs. You can count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you have come to expect for over 100 years. Call now for your free in-home consultation. Offer ends 9/30/07. Subject to applicant creditworthiness. Installation provided by Sears authorized licensed contractors. Licensing information available upon request. Energy efficiency may vary depending on your home and climate. Call now for your new cooling system from Sears and ask about our special financing terms. Call 1-800-241-0746. That's 1-800-241-0746.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, it's your show. You bring up whatever you want, toll-free. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online. FreeTalkLive.com. All the features for free. You like Free Talk Live? You want to help support the show? Then go shopping with us at Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com. Whenever you buy something through that link, Free Talk Live gets a percentage of your purchase. It's so easy. Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com. You're going to have to do the shopping anyway. So shop there. In fact, I got an email recently from somebody that said they just don't quite have the funds to go with Free Talk Live amplifier program, but they still need to buy stuff, so they're shopping through Amazon. So, you know, it's a great alternative, a great way to get some money to the show and get the things you need in life. Amazon.freetalklive.com. And now you can save time and money on common legal matters. Created by top attorneys, LegalZoom.com helps you create reliable legal documents like setting up a corporation or limited liability company. LegalZoom.com. Use code FTL to save 10%. That's LegalZoom.com. We are talking about Ron Paul. Reason Magazine did a piece recently on the whole Ron Paul phenomenon. I think it's more than just a campaign. This is a phenomenal movement because he's attracting a whole bunch of people from all across the political spectrum, including apolitical types, including those who have said, bah, screw it to politics. They've gotten excited about this one candidate because he's something different. Anyway, Reason sort of outlining some of the reasons why this is such an original campaign. It's such a campaign that is worthy of attention. And they're pointing out that the campaign has a life of its own. And they're looking at some of the other sort of decentralist movements that have surrounded other candidates in the past. And they say a different fate befell the left-wing Netroots that embraced Howard Dean in 2004 and Ned Lamont in 2006. They've maintained their decentralized character, and they're obviously larger than any particular poll. But unlike the Perot movement or even the Rainbow Coalition, which included left-wing independents as well as Democrats, the Netroots aren't larger than one particular party. They may hate the Democratic establishment, but they're still devoted Democrats. The Ron Paul movement is different. Unlike the Jackson and Perot campaigns, it is open, decentralized, and largely driven by activists operating without any direction from the candidate or his staff.
Now, how is Perot, was Perot mainly mainly Republicans then?
I don't know.
I mean, he did endorse Bush, and it would seem like Republicans would be the ones that would want to go out and vote for a billionaire for
would think so, yeah.
For president. I mean, it just stands to reason to some extent. I mean, I think Perot got a lot of people excited with just won't work. Not prudent, or whatever the hell he said. Was that Bush? That was Bush Senior that said not prudent.
I don't know. Anyway, what I find interesting is how Ron Paul is really just kind of struck by all this. In many interviews, he points out that, you know, hey, we're not controlling what these people do. All of these activists, they're going out on their own and self-organizing.
Yeah, there's a whole website that's been set up from decentralized organizations that just want to go out and have their own meetup groups and have their own campaign for him just on their own. They're not being financed at all by him. It's basically free advertising that he gets because they're out there making lawn signs for him and stuff all for free.
So I wonder how that factors in. Like, you know that he's got the $2.4 million or the amount that he's got in his campaign chest. The fact that all these activists are out there sort of independently doing their own promotional efforts is going to really make that $2.4 million go a lot further.
Oh,
so
yeah.
He's got sort of a phantom amount of money that
absolutely.
He doesn't have control over.
It's true. If you get to be part of these Ron Paul 2008 little groups, mm-hmm. you know, they're making their own buttons, they're making their own copper, silver, and gold coins, you know, from the Liberty Dollar.
That's right.
They're making all kinds of campaign stuff, and they're doing it themselves. Ron Paul is not paying that out of his war chest.
Yep.
All the other candidates, if they want stuff like that, they're paying for it themselves.
That's right.
Nobody gives a damn about Tommy Thompson that much.
Right. And that's only at the Ron Paul 2008. There's also other ones like Ron Paul HQ that are out there. All these other organizations that are like sub-official Ron Paul forums. It's, mm-hmm. it's really great to see.
But unlike the Perot movement or even the Rainbow Coalition, the Paul movement's different. Unlike those campaigns, it's open, decentralized, and largely driven by activists operating without any direction from the candidate or his staff. Unlike the Netroots, it has no particular attachment to the party whose nomination its candidate is seeking. Paul himself left the Republican fold in the 80s to run for president as a libertarian, and he still has friendly ties to that party. In fact, I don't think they mention it here, but there was a...
Left the Libertarian fold.
No, he left the Republican fold for the Libertarians in the 80s to run as a Libertarian. And, in fact, there was a poll done recently, an informal poll of Libertarians done, which showed tremendous support for Ron Paul's candidacy.
Well, duh.
What a surprise.
When he returned to the GOP in Congress in the election of 96, the National Party establishment threw its weight behind his opponent in the primaries, an incumbent who had originally been elected as a Democrat. Paul turned to independent sources to fill his campaign coffers, raising substantial sums from libertarian, constitutionalist, and hard money movements. Those have always been his chief base of support. Barring a complete meltdown of the party gatekeeping apparatus, Ron Paul will not be the Republican nominee next year. And he says he has no plans to run as an independent, which I hope that he's just saying that for now. I think it'd be silly for him to throw all the momentum away if he doesn't indeed get the Republican nod. I think it'd be foolhardy to just throw all that momentum and activism out the window.
When he says, barring a complete meltdown of the Republican gatekeeping whatever, Ron Paul won't be the nominee, I don't know that the Republicans really have a lot to do with it. I mean, the primaries are going to be the primaries, and the people that are going to win are going to win. I believe that Ron Paul will win in New Hampshire, which will give his campaign a huge boost.
Absolutely.
After that, it's anybody's game. I really don't know what's going to happen.
If he can win New Hampshire, he can win the United States.
Absolutely true. And New Hampshire, if you win New Hampshire, traditionally, traditionally you'll win your party's nomination. Republicans, it's not so clearly cut that way. Buchanan won against Bush in 2000 and did, obviously, Patrick.
There have been exceptions, but most of the time,
New Hampshire winner is. Right. I mean,
the winner.
New Hampshire is a big state. It's a very important. I think if Ron Paul wins it, it could be a really great thing. I mean, but if the other primaries, if he gets enough momentum going and his message gets out there and enough people vote for him, he'll win those primaries too. Are you telling me that the delegates to the Republican National Convention
will shut him out?
Are going to say, well, we know that the voters of our state voted for Ron Paul, but my vote's going to Fred Thompson.
They could.
We know best. You know, they already did.
Are they going to go home after that crap? I mean, really? They're going to live in the neighborhoods? Where, with the people that voted for Ron Paul, and they're going to vote for somebody else?
Do you know who your delegates are? Who the hell are these people?
I'll know if New Hampshire doesn't nominate Ron Paul.
Yeah.
You know, I lost my track on what I was going to say on that one. But
that's all right. Long after Snakes on a Plane was relegated to the cult movie shelf, the people who spoofed it online, they're still writing blogs. And, excuse me. He says you can't erase all the traces of a self-directed transpartisan idea-driven movement. So all the Snakes on the Plane people are still writing blogs and editing mini-movies, applying the skills they honed mocking the action flick. Howard Dean is just a party functionary today, but the troops who assembled themselves behind him are still active in the trenches. their original leader nearly forgotten. I suspect Paul will have a longer shelf life than Dean or Snakes on a Plane. But whatever becomes of him after this election, his fans will still be there, organizing rallies, editing their YouTube videos, launching their own political campaigns, and spreading ideas.
Shoot, I hope Ron Paul's campaign is as successful as Howard Dean's was. If Ron Paul becomes the national chairman of the Republican Party... you know, like, the things in America will change completely. Now, Howard Dean is as close to a socialist as you can get without saying, I'm a socialist.
Yeah,
okay?
Pretty much.
Without, you know, wearing your hammer and sickle t-shirt.
He was the governor of Vermont, right?
Yeah. Right, correct. You know, Howard Dean, they made him the president the chairman of the Democratic National Committee.
Yeah.
I mean, let's hope Ron Paul's as successful as Howard Dean was.
Either way, though, he's right pointing out that the Ron Paul fans, that the supporters like Toby and Mark and myself, we're going to continue on doing what we're doing, and that is spreading the message of liberty and promoting anybody that that is willing to adhere themselves to that message.
Right.
And we're going to keep growing what we're doing, Free Talk Live and Toby with Free Minds TV at freemindstv.com. Everybody's sort of getting out there and continuing on whether or not the candidate's there, and that's what's most important. Also, I think you're going to see a lot of people hopefully getting clued in about the Free State Project during the Ron Paul campaign. I don't see how it can be avoided that, you know, the Free State Project is going to be pointed to if New Hampshire or when New Hampshire elects Ron Paul in the primary.
If nothing else, they'll be blamed if we don't.
The Free State, that's a good point. Yeah, the Free State Project will be pointed to for that, and hopefully we'll see not only more people doing what they're doing, but also moving their activities here to New Hampshire.
I sure hope so. I saw that Ron Paul now has over 20,000 meetup groups, and what are those meetup groups going to be doing if he just drops out? Those people are still going to be hopefully invigorated by freedom. They're still going to know the message. And once you know the message of freedom, it's hard to just let it go and say, I don't care about this anymore. Hopefully those 20,000 groups that are out there, even if he doesn't get the nomination, will hopefully keep on pushing for and find somewhere else to go to fight for liberty and freedom.
I agree. Hopefully they will. Inevitably, there is going to be some drop-off, though. I mean, realistically, people will get burnt out
right
after all the campaign work and, you know, it didn't turn into anything.
But I think I think it is turning into something. I mean...
I think there's going to be more retention with this campaign than other, say, libertarians that had run for office as far as retaining activists and not having them burn out. But inevitably, you have to prepare for that.
Right.
And you, as an activist, should prepare in advance for potential burnout. More on the way. Hour 2 is coming up. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live. We're talking taxes. Coming up.
Do you believe in liberty? Are you an activist or organization that wants to spread the message of freedom to others? Now introducing the Liberty Card. It's the perfect resource for anyone new to the message of liberty. It features a full-spectrum political quiz and over a dozen pro-liberty websites, including Free Talk Live, Downsize DC, and others. Every defender of freedom must have this card. Free Talk Live listeners receive free shipping. For more information, visit libertycard.org.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We would all...